Hello.
Hi, Gordon.
Yes.
Hi, this is Terry Train and Brian Zepp from KQRS in Minneapolis.
Okay.
Thank you so much for doing this interview. We know they're a pain.
No, I don't mind.
Really? Oh, no. Good. All right.
Where are you right now?
Yeah, where are you?
Okay, I'm sitting in my workroom in my house in Toronto.
Yeah, I picture you in like kind of a log cabin setting, like an old lodge kind of thing.
Oh, I like that too. No, I do everything here. We rehearse here, and you know, I do my writing here. I've been living here for 50 years.
Well, we're in Minnesota, so we're kind of connected.
I know. We work, you know, our promoter there, Fred Crone.
Oh, sure. Yep.
Fred Crone has had us numerous times to Minneapolis. We play there about every couple of years.
Well, why don't you have the accent? I think I have more of a Canadian accent than you do.
I don't know, but are you Canadian?
No, I'm Minnesotan, but people always ask me if I'm Canadian.
It's because you're always wrong.
Well, people tell me I sound weird when I talk.
You must know that you have a sort of a special relationship with Minnesota because of the song, the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, for sure.
Well, of course. It was just one of those things, you know. I was working on songs, and I was in an isolated situation when working on songs, really in an empty house. But when it came on television, I had been working with the melody and some chords, and the story seemed to fit in with the chords and the melody that I was working with.
Yeah, it's haunting.
I started working on the song, but a couple of months later, I had it finished after I'd done some research and followed up on the newspaper articles and that. You know, that was before we had PCs. I wouldn't be offending anyone that might have been, related to the men who went down with the Fitzgeralds.
Well, there were many Duluth families affected by that, and I've read over the years they think of that song as a reverent memorial to those men.
Oh, yeah, it's been an experience, a life experience for me. We went up for the 40th anniversary. We were up at Whitefish Point just this past year.
Our guest is Gordon Lightfoot, and knowing we were going to have you on, I pulled out Gord's Gold and listened to both albums, and I'm always blown away by how different your songs are, style-wise.
I try to make every song different from the one before.
Were they all personal experiences for you, like Carefree Highway? Was there really a girl named Anne whose face you couldn't remember?
Yes, there was. But the circumstances through which I knew her, I met her at the curling rink.
Oh, the curling rink.
Yeah, for a while, I actually, as a hobby, I curled with some people. And that's
well, that kind of loses its, you know,
curling rink.
Not as romantic.
It only lasted for a short while.
Well, that's why he couldn't remember her face.
How about if you could read my mind? I mean, I think anyone who's had a breakup sobbed to that song.
Yeah, that was written in regard to the demise of my first marriage. You know, I was sorely disappointed in myself, but I needed to get off on my own, and I stayed that way for 19 years before I got married again.
And Bob Dylan called you one of his favorite songwriters. That's a huge, huge compliment.
Well, I got to know Bob through the office that we were with in New York originally, so I knew him going all the way back to Greenwich Village, long time ago, when he had only one or two albums.
So you never fainted on stage or any fell off your stool or?
No, I never had any never had any stage accidents. I know of a guy that stepped on a guy's head one time.
How?
I haven't had that happen.
How? How did it happen?
Well, it was at stage 11. It was New Year's Eve, and the guy was playing the trumpet solo, and the people were crowded right up to the front of the stage. And he stepped forward, and he stepped right on the guy's head while he was playing the trumpet solo.
And he hasn't washed his hair since.
Well, you know, I played in dance bands. I did. I played drums and sang in dance bands. And in the latter part of high school, I was into doing that. I got interested in jazz. It's what sent me to music school.
Yeah, how many songs have you written?
I have 220 songs on record.
What's your favorite? Can you pick one?
Some of them are, I guess you'd have to say maybe, Early Morning Rain.
Oh, beautiful song.
We got a great one on that. We really get that one up, and it's one of our closers. I have more than one closer. Sometimes I do the I Love That World. I love the world of going out and doing live concerts for people. It's a wonderful world.
So it must be something to look out in the audience at times, and you're doing a song and you see someone tearing up. I mean, how does that feel to have that connection with the audience?
When somebody says, we love you, they say it in the plural. So someone will volunteer to say for the whole audience, hey, we love you. And my response is, oh, we could not do this without you.
Yeah.
You know?
So you're coming here to Minnesota October 16th at 7 p.m. at the State Theater. And Gordon Lightfoot, I can say for Zepp and I, we love you.
Well, I tell you, I could not do it without you or this interview.
Well, thank you.
It's been a supreme pleasure and an honor. Thank you, Gordon Lightfoot, for taking some time out of your special workplace up there in Toronto to spend some time with us. We'll see you very soon here in Minnesota.
Right on.